Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, on top of the Mishnah, says Yetinoikos Sheviu Shtei Cyrus, a girl that she's 12 years old and she brought two Cyrus, means two by Oysa Mokam, by the Mokam Erva, two hairs grow there. So that's called the Gedoyla. Then the Locher is Oycholetas Oy Misyabemis. You have a choice if the husband died and there's a brother alive. So the Yavim could even make Chalitza or make Yibum. She's called the Gedoyla. And the Chayevis Bechol Mitzvah Samuas Pater. Now this girl is Chayevin O Mitzvah, since she has Tay Cyrus. The same halacha, same thing by a boy. Shehevi Shtei Cyrus, that again, he has to be at least 13 years old in one day. And then if he has two hairs, B'yoysa Mokka, Mokka Merva, so also that's called a Godel. And then he's Chayiv B'chol Mitzvah Samuas Batera. V'royu Lios Ben Sarah Meira. At that age, after he's 13 with two Cyrus, that's the time that he could become a Ben Sarah Meira, if he rebels against his parents. Says he's fit to be a Ben Sarah Meira, Mishiaviyu Shtei Cyrus, when he brings two hairs there, Ad Sheyakiv Zokav Atachtoin, until how long can he become a Ben Sarah Meira? Not too long, till it takes the length, the long, that a hair on the bottom grows longer. Ad Sheyakiv means it goes longer, Zokav, the bottom hair there, by Mokam Erva. For Loye Elyon, even though it says Loshen of Zokin, it says Ad Sheyakiv Zokin. It means atachtem lo yelyon, the bottom one, but the mokem erva, and not the top beard. Ela shedibru chacham b'loshen ikiya. The reason why it says loshen sheyakiv zokin is a nice loshen. The really does not mean what grows on the face, but means what the hair that grows b'yoysa mokem erva. So that's the time you can become a ben sarah meira, like Rashi says, mi shevio shtei cyrus ad sheyakiv zokin. Avo koydim be cyrus la bar oinchinu. Before he has to wear, it's not a bar oinchin, he can't become a ben sarah meira. And then when Mashiachiv Zokim, when the hair grows longer already, then Royal Hoyle is worth to have children. Rachmonom Abden, and we dashin Veloy Haroyal Liasav, not a person that could become a father. So it's interesting that Ben Sarah Meira could only be during the short period of time between his age of having two Cyrus until it takes him to grow the hair a little bit longer. So Yaakov means like a form, like a circle that goes around there. Right. Tinoikos, a girl, Sheviya Shtei Cyrus, when she brings two hairs, Ein Yechel Lemoyin, that's called the Gedela, and then she can't make Miyun. Miyun means, let's say, her father did not marry her off, her father died, and when she was a Katana, and her mother married her off, so it's only Kedusha Midrabanan. So, Locher is, she doesn't have to have a get, she could just say, like, rebel against the husband, say goodbye, in front of two Edom, and make Miyun. But once she becomes a Gedela, then she can't make Miyun anymore. Then she'll have to receive a get. Reb Yehudu Aimer, Ad Sheyaber HaShachar, he holds it's not enough, just the fact she becomes a Gedela, that she has two hairs, but still she can make Miyun until, like, there's a lot of black hair there. Ad Sheyaber HaShachar is a lot of black hair, at that age, then she can't make Miyun anymore. Now the Gemara says, V'chivun the Tanan, since the Mishnah says, it says that this girl, once she becomes 12 years old and 2 years, she's chayev no mitzvahs. So then, why does the Mishnah have to say especially these two mitzvahs, like they can make chalitz or yibum, chorb shita? Samur says, yes, lafukum Rabbi Yosi. It's come and teach not like Rabbi Yosi. The Yomah, he holds ish kos bapash. It says the word ish. Avol isho ben gedola ben katana. Rabbi Yosi says that a girl, even a ketani, can make chalitza, make yivam on. So, Kamashman has the chiddush of our Mishnah know that our Mishnah holds not like Rabbi Yosi, but rather the Yosi Shtei Cyrus, when she has Shtei Cyrus, she's a gedola, then she can make chalitza. But before she has two hairs, she's not called a gedola, and there's no mitzvah, you can't make chalitza. My time, what's the reason? Isha kish, udashin isha like an ish. So therefore, just like ish has to be a godol, so like Rashi's ish ksiba pasha from leyach was ish hechakotim lecholitz. Avol isha b'yesiyos ben gedolus ben katana, and we hold no that we're makish isha leish. So just like ish means a godol, who then isha also has to be a gedola. If she's a katana, you can't make chalitza on her. So that's why the Mishnah says clearly that now when she's a gedola, you can make chalitza. Now the question is, v'chivun t'tona v'chein ha'tinuk shevi be Cyrus. Since the Mishnah says v'chein ha'tinuk by a boy, it's the same halacha, that once he has two hairs, that he's a godol. If so, then chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvus amos pater olamali. Why does the Mishnah have to say again that he's chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvus? Like that, we understand from the Reisha. Just like by a girl when she becomes a gedolah, she's chayiv in all mitzvus, that she's mechuyivin. So the same thing by a boy also, when he comes by mitzvah, he's mechuyivin all the mitzvus. So Mirza v'chitem, maybe you'll tell me mishum the kaboyah the mystic, because the Mishnah in the end wants to say v'royu liyaz ben saramer, wants to teach us this chiddush, that this kid now, after he has shnei sirus, he's fit to become a ben saramer. So Mirza says, no, tanina, this we learned already, we learned this already one time in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That it says the Gemara in Sanhedrin over there that a mosayu ben saramer, when does a kid become habaloch of a ben saramer, mishayovish te sirus, from the age of the time when he has two sires, two, he has grow b'yos ha-makam, makam erva, v'yad shiyakev zaken ha-tachton, until on the bottom, the hair grows there, comes like around in a circle. And v'lo yelya, not the top beard, but the bottom one. El shadir v'chom b'losh nekiyah, the chom say losh nekiyah, that's why he calls it a zaken. But akoponim, losh nekiyah. So the question is, what do we need our Mishnah here for? We learned the Mishnah over there in Sanhedrin. So Mor says, in, Hachinam is like it true that we learned this halacha over the Sanhedrin. So it's so really the Mishnah's extra view was they have to say the Chayin Tinik has said that he's chayv and kol mitzvah of a Torah. So the answer is true. El Adi deporish milo de tinoikas, since the beginning of the Mishnah explains all the halachas about an isha that it says when she becomes a gadolish chayv and kol mitzvahs is kmeporish nami milo de tinik. Therefore, it goes over and explains again what's the halacha by a boy, even though really we don't need it. But it explains it over again. Since it explains it by an isha, it explains it by a tinnik also. Then it says, "Wa tinoikis sheviyo." So Mura says like this: "Omer Rabavu, Omer Rablaza, halacha k'reb Yehuda. We pass on like k'reb Yehuda that if Yehuda says vilchas miyun, that even though she becomes a gedola, even though she has already two hairs, still she can make miyun until the hair grows a lot. It's like a black, a very black there." The Mura says like this though. But Umoyd Yehuda himself agrees Shim Nivolo Liacha Sheviyah Shtei Sirus that Shuven Yechonu Lemoyin. Let's say though that the Isha, what happened here? She got married when she was a katana and she didn't have a father, so the Gdushin is only with Rabbonin. So since it's only with Rabbonin, later she can make Miyan. So Yehuda, even though she becomes a Gedolah, still like the Gdushin is still only with Rabbonin, therefore she can make Miyan. But let's say they live together. So if you adults, if they have bia together, if she lives with the husband, after she becomes a gedolah, after she has shnei sirus, so that bia is considered like a bia l'shem kedushin, and therefore now they're considered married midiraisa, and then you can't make miyun. Then she shall have to have a get. So that if you adults, you can make miyun, even after she has shnei sirus, only if they didn't live together, after she became gedolah. That's what he says. But if they did live together, after she brought Shnei Cyrus, then Shuv and Yechel Lomoyin, that she can't make Min anymore. And that's the Svar, because then the Kedushin is Midi Raisa. Svar says now, Chavru of the Rav Kano, the Chaverim, the Chabur of Rav Kano, Sova Lemedu, Uv the Krev Yehuda. They thought to pass on like Krev Yehuda, that a girl, even though she already has Shnei Cyrus, still she can make Min, she can say goodbye to her husband. And they thought, V'yaf Agav the Nivolo, even though she lived with the husband after she had Shnei Cyrus, still they held that that bee is not being done L'shem Kedushin. They hold like Monashach, they got married before, so every bee they have now, they don't do it L'shem Kedushin. So even though they lived together after she became Gedolah, still the Kedushin is only Midrabanan, and therefore you can still make Miyan. That's what they thought to say. On this, Amulu Rav Kana said back to them, no. He said, Rav Kana said back to his friends, that wasn't the situation. It wasn't there a case that the beater Rabbi Shmuel happens to have the case by the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel that she bought the Beis HaMedrash, that the daughter came to the Beis HaMedrash Lemoyin, she wanted to make Miyan, she wanted to say goodbye to her husband without a get, and the Gdushin first was only with Rabbanan, like only the mother married her off, but the case here was Ubeno Mukav Lak Seifa, she had a kid already. Means to say she was a gedolah already, she was over 12 years old, that she already had Shnei Cyrus. And still they wanted to let her make Miyan. For Yosef Yoima, that day, Huskru Devorosh Rabbi Shmuel. But they submitted, the father died already. But in that day they remembered what her father, Rabbi Shmuel, said in the Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, Chom said like this, O Boch said, started to cry. b'chi gedolah, a big crying, the base of Medrash, Omru, they said like this, that dov or shomroi said tzaddik, a halacha that her father said, Rabbi Shmuel said, is he kosher bozar? Is it nice that his own daughter should make a mistake in the halacha? In other words, like, it's wrong, you can't make me in right now. Do you why? Because the Omru of Yudah Mashmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, the apostle says like this, a married lady, if she wasn't forced, but she lived with another man, she becomes a soita, and she's also to her husband. Let's say though she was forced, she was an oinis, then the locher is muteris, then she's mutter to her husband. But we make a dig, it says, there is another type over here, Sha'afal pi shaloinis posha, even though she was not forced, she had a bia berotzin, muteris, still she's muta, she's not an abedin soita, she's allowed to live with her husband. What's the case like this? V'yezezu shekit shekdusha tois. This is a case of a kedusha tois, which means one of two things. A kedusha tois either means they made a mistake when they first got married, like the person said he was a kohen, and it comes out he wasn't a kohen, so kedusha was not chal at all. Or else kedusha tois means by mian, means there was she only married because of her mother married her off, and lady she's mamayin, that's like a kedusha tois, kedusha is not chal at all. So the case is over here, that Sha'afal Pisha B'no Mukavak Seifa, even though she's already Gdola right now, and she has a kid, but still Mamamenes, she has a right just to say goodbye to her husband, Voileches, and goes away. And so that's what Rabbi Shmuel dashed. But still, the Nimnu V'gomru, they got together and made up Psakalach like, and said like this, Ad Mosai Habas Mamenes, until how old can a girl be that she can still make Mion? So it says what at Shetovi Shtei Cyrus, until she brings 2 hairs, but once she brings 2 hairs, that's it. So that was the Nimru V'gomru that we passed in Mashmanan like Rabbi Yehuda. We passed like the Chum in the Mishnah, that once she has a Din Gedoyla, once she has Shtei Cyrus, then you can't have Mion anymore. So the Mor says the Chum, Pirish V'yavad Uvda, that they stopped and did not act that way. With his daughter Rabbi Shmuel, they did not let him make Mion. Since she already had a kid, she was already Gedoyla, so I told her, nothing doing, you can't make Miyun, but rather you're going to have to wait until you receive a get. Mora says the same thing, Uvda V'layovd Uvda. Uvda, yeah, she says, first L'layovd Uvda, yeah. V'layovd Uvda. Reb Yitzchok V'talmidid Rabbi Chanina, Reb Yitzchok Yen, the Talmud of Rabbi Chanina, Ovid Uvda Reb Yehuda. They passed like you, like Reb Yehuda. They even acted like that. There was a case where a girl wanted to make Mion, and she was already Gedoyla, and they said it was okay. And they held the Afagad the Nibla, Biga Chiddush, even though after she became Gedoyla, after she had Shnei Cyrus, she lived with her husband, still they held that B is not done L'Shem Kedushin, still Sony married Midrabonim, therefore Mion helps. What happened was, also Rav Shoma Baraba, this is the way Rav Yitzchak did. What happened was, Ozar Rav Shomon Bar Abba, Amru Kaimad Rav Yechanan, said over in front of Rav Yechanan. And Ozar Rav Yechanan, Amru Kaimad Rav Yehuda, Rav Yechanan went and said over in front of Rav Yehuda, Nisiyah. So what happened was, Shoda Bolsha, he sent back a Bolsha, usually means a Chayla Noami, and Viyavkua, he said, no, nothing doing, Rosh Hashanah Mibailo Achara, and Chinisla Bemian Zeh, like he passed to know that the Mian does not help. And therefore she said goodbye to her first husband, and she remarried a second husband. She holds no, she's still married to the first husband, Midirabonin, or even Midiraisa, since they made B already. And therefore she's also with the second husband, who I did, she's also to her first husband also. That's called Viafkua. Because they hold that you can't make Mian once she becomes a Gedoyla, and she lives together with a husband, so we hold that B is like being done the Shem Kedushin. So now they're married Midiraisa, and therefore she needs a get, it's not enough to have Mian. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Mar Ukfa. Now, that that Rav Yehuda says she can make Mian, Ad Sheyab HaShach, until there's a lot of black here, Loi Sheyab HaShach, not there's a lot of black here there, Ela Kedei Sheyei Shtei Cyrus, Sheikh Chweis Veneris. It's enough that 2 hairs are long enough that they like fold over, and Veneris, she can see them. Or Veneris Kemisha Yir HaShach Alalovin. It just looks like there's a lot of black here than more than the white. That's all. Not that you have to have a lot. Yeah. Rashi just says, Shnei Sairus Shreifus means Sheruchos have to be long. Yeah. Rav Omar, Rav Omar, Shtei Sairus Hamakifois Misof Lesofa. You have to have two hairs that go like from one side to another side. That's what it means. Not really black, not really a lot of black here. But it has to be two hairs that go from one side to another side. Usually Misofa means like from the rim. Here Misofa means from one side to the other side. Yeah. Omarav Chelboy. Omarav Huna. Shtei Sairish Omru. That we say if a girl has two hairs, she's called a Gedela. Tzorach Shiyo be Ikron Gumas. There has to be, that at the root of the hair, there has to be a Guma, like a hole there. That's called Sairish. But there's no Guma there, that's not called a Sar. Rav Malki of Omar Rav, or Rav Malki of Omar Rav Adabarava. He also know that gumois, if there are like holes there where the roots are, afal pi shein sairus, then even though there's no hair there, that's also considered like she had sairus, called a gedela. So merely if you have sairus, you do not have to have gumois there. Omer Rav Chanina b'Rei d'Ravika, he should know that shvud, the loch about a shvud, if a shvud, a spit breaks on Yom Tif, if it's muksna, you're allowed to use it or not. Real shvokhet, that's the machlekes in Gemara and Ksubis, how many shvokhets you have to bring it for your wife. Whereas for guma, it's this halach over here, that if a ketana, a girl, has a whole a guma there, there's no hair, just a guma, is that called Cyrus now? So these three halachas, Hishno Rav Malkiyev is the one that said these halachas. But the halach of blurious, that's a halach about giving a goy a haircut, that you can't cut his hair, if he does l'shem avoy dezara, if he leaves the middle of his hair grow, middle of his head, whereas Eifa Mikla, that's another halach that if you have a tattoo on your body, so you cut yourself and you put ashes there. Is that an issa a ksavas kak or not? Or also gvina the halachas, what's the reason why goyish achieves his asam? So these halachas was Rav Malkiya. So two different people, there's Rav Malkiyov and Rav Malkiya. So don't get mixed up. You should know clearly which one said which halachas. Rav Papa is a little bit different. Rav Papa says that masnisin or masnisa Rav Malkiya. But then there says in the Mishnah in the Braisa that Rav Malki said over, or he explained the Mishnah. Shemaita to Astam Aloch in the Gemara, that's Rav Malkiyev. That said over from Rav Malkiyev. The Simna, what the Simna remember? Masni Samalchasa, that the Mishnah is like the Melech. So Rav Malki, he's the one that said over, was explaining the Alochas of the Mishnahism. So it's time to know clearly which one said which Alocha. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two Pshatim, between the Papa's Pshat and the first one? He gave Benayu Shvachas, the Shalu, who said the Pasha, the Aloch about a Shvachas, that's about maids, that's Aloch in Gemara and Ksubis, how many maids you have to bring in to give your wife, or the Shalu, if she has that many maids, what obligation does she still have to do? What work does she still have to do? So that's not Kamin who said it. Did Rav Malki said it? Since that's the Mishnah, so according to Rav Papa, it was Rav Malki that said it. According to Tanakama, it was Rav Malkov that said it. Another one says, Omer Rav Ashi, Omer li mazutra, kosher bo Rav Chanina misura. It was bothering him like this, Rav Chanina misura, le lishtamit tan of yashmin and gumais. Like if you tell me now that such a yisoid, the Venetia just has a hole there, like, not here, just the guma, that alone is a simin naira, simin of a gedola. So how come no mishnah ever said like that? Lelishtam etan vashmin and gumais. How come no mishnah in the whole shas doesn't say it? If that's the truth, so it's like this: iyashmin the gemara would have said gumais, iyashmin and gumais. Have a minute. I would have thought to say chiyu shtei sairus. I would have thought to say this: you have to have two hairs b'shtei gumais in two different holes, like. Kamashmo and the Chiddush is no, the Afilu Shtei Sairus v'Gumachas is also good. That's why it doesn't want to say the Pasha of Guma by itself. Because Alokhari, you would have made a mistake then. The Alokhari yields is, even if you have two hairs coming out of one like hole there, that's also called a Simin Gdoila. So, Mercer, the question was, this true? O Mika Kai Gadun, is it true what you're saying? Is there anything like this? Do you have such a case like this that you could have two hairs coming out of the same hole? Is that true? I'll bring you proof not like that. That it says, V'yoksiv, it sounds like this. Asher b'sarva, the pasuk says, asher b'saro yishufenu v'har be'ptzotzim chinam, that he would like, either he have said, if someone like would break me in anger, so he said there's a lot of wounds, he had a lot of wounds already. Har be'ptzotzim chinam. The Yom Rav says like this, Eov like cursed, Eov b'saro chiref. He like cursed, mentioning of an anger, b'saro with anger. And a shivu b'sar kashbuch also answered him back with an anger like. So chiruf is like this. In chiruf b'saro b'shivu b'saro b'saro chiruf omis is uyu said like this. When he cursed Hashem, it said like this. Omer l'fon ribonu shel olam shem ruach saro over fonecha. Like maybe a bad wind like or an anger came in front of you, and neschal folocho ben oyev liyuv. You made a mistake between Eiv and an Oiv. Means Eiv and an enemy. Like you're putting all these bad punishments upon me. So what happened was, Bissar Shivu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him back also like in an anger. It says, Vayana Hashem, Hashem answered as Eiv. Plus it's like this, Vayana Hashem as Eiv. That a Minasara, like he answered him, from Minasara means like in this anger he answered him back. Asaramo means a wind, a thrust of wind, a strong wind. Priyamilov, and Hashem said back to him, Shaita Shabbalam, you fool like, that harbe nimim barasi brush shalodim. There are a lot of hairs in the head of a person. Olachol nimim v'nim, every single hair, barasi laguma. Each hair has its own hole, each hair like has its own place where it grows out of the body. Yeah. And l'chol nivav nivros laguma b'fnei yatsim, its own special hole there. Shlo yehei shtayim yonkes migumachas. There's no such thing as two hairs come out of one guma. And why? Because shel molei shtayim yonkes migumachas. It would have been true that two hairs grew out of one hole. Machish meyor enav shel adam. It would like blacken the eyesight. So the chur you see that so this is what Hashem is telling you. So Hashem said, if I know the difference in every single hair, so gumla begumla nischalafli, I didn't make any mistakes between hairs. So Eiv be Oiv nischalafli, does it make any sense I should make a mistake between Eiv and an Oiv and an enemy? So Hashem is telling that Eiv, like, I know exactly what I'm doing. But our core point we see from here, that it's not possible to have two hairs grow out from one hole like. So where it says Lakash, there's no question. I'll tell you, Hoba Gufo, Hoba Resha. In the rest of the body, maybe it could be, but just in the hair, it can't be. In the hair, taka, in the head, then you can't have two coming out from one. But the rest of the body, in Echnami, that you could have. Yeah. Yeah. The Zatar says by Eve that you can't have two hairs coming out of one hole, that's talking about the hair of the head. But the hair of the rest of the body, but Mokem Ervo, there could be, could have two ears coming out from the same Guma. Om Rav Yudha Mar Shmuel, Shtei Cyrus Armud, after we said the loch of two Cyrus, is Shomru Afilu Achas Al Akaf, V'Yachas Al Abeitzim. Even if one is on the top part, and one is on the bottom part, on the Beitzim. Rashi says Al Akaf means Afagad Goivo Shalever, on top of the Aver. It's on the bottom of the stomach, but it's on top of the aver. Because even though the hairs are not right next to another, still that's called Shnei Cyrus. And Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also, Tani Nam Yochi, that Shnei Cyrus Shom, that's what we said, if a boy or girl brings two hairs, that's a proof that they were godl. Afilu achas begaba v'yachas bekrisa. Clearly, even if one grows on the back, and one grows on the belly in the front, like begabas on the back means underneath a mokam erva. And one in the front, that's also called Shnei Cyrus. Achas agav b'kishrei espesiv, interesting. One by the joints of a finger, shayad of the hand, v'yachas agav b'kishrei espesiv sheregel, and one here grows on the joints on her toes. That's also called Shnei Cyrus. Interesting, even though they're not near one another, still that's called Shnei Cyrus. Divi Rabbi Shimon ben Yuda, ish kvar aku, shom that he says over mishum Rabbi Shimon, but for Rabbanu Nama Rav Chisda, achiyu beistars umakamecha, they all know that's halacha. That what's called simonim of Shnei Cyrus, that the two hairs have to be next to one another in the same spot. That they're in the same spot, that's called Shnei Cyrus. But different places, that's not called Shnei Cyrus. Torah Rabbanon like this, at Mosai Habas Melomenes, till how old, how long can a girl still give Mian? At Shetovish Nei Cyrus. Give Rabbi Meir, I said the Chom of our Mishnah, that once she becomes a Gedoyla, that's it. Even though a Kedushin is still only with Rabbanon, but once she becomes a Gedoyla, the Rabbanon will not masnak in Mian, she can't make Mian anymore. Rabbi Yudah says, at Sheyaber HaShachar, no, Rabbi Yudah Sheitra is, they're told there's a lot of black hair there. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Achataka Vatorah. Rabbi Yosi is another shita, until a ring like is formed around the nipple. That's the shear. Shataka Vatorah, that by her breast, until that happens, she can still make miyun. But once there's like a ring forms around the nipples, that's, then she's like a bagarist, then she can't make miyun anymore. Ben Shalkus says, Achetakalkol. He says, Lashanov. Yeah. Actually, the Kalkos is show what it means, Rashi. As one Shati Atoy says, Lashan Godul Saru. Means the girl grows a lot of hair. Actually, the Kalkos. Up until then, she can make a Mian. So, as the Gemara say, V'yom Rav Shimon, Motzani Chanina ben Chachinoi, Betzidon. I found him in the place Sidon. V'yom, and he said like this. Kishata Megillah, it's Rabbi Kiva. When you go to Rabbi Kiva, Omoloi, ask him this question. Ask him the question at Mosei Abbas Momenes, until how old, how long can a girl still make Mian? Im Yom Lechot, Chetovish Teisiris, if he says that she can only do it until she becomes a girl, until she has Teisiris, then Omoloi goes about to Rabbi Kiva, V'loi Ben Shalkas Hayud, B'mayim and Kulchem B'yavno, that this person Ben Shalkas said over Edis in front of everybody in Yavno, that the shear is outside the Kalkol. And it's a longer shear. And Vloy Matl Madov, nobody said anything back. So the Meister, so go see what he would say. So the Meister was, when they went to ask Rabbi Kiva this question, Omali said to him like this, Kilkazu any day amau. I don't know what this shear of Kilkal is, like this long hair. Or else Ben Shalkas, saying the Mak, I don't know this person, Ben Shalkas. But the locker is, Ad Mosi Abbas Menes, till how long can Abbas make, till how long could she make Miyun? Achetobi Beisiris. Until she brings Beisiris, that's it. Positive Chom like Remeya, that once she becomes a Gedoyla, then there's no Zmokim, she can't make Miyun anymore. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Siris Hamuris Paporo. That is a loch by Pora Duma, that if two hairs turn black, that is possible, or also Vinegoyim. Pash, you have two white hairs in your Negam, Ramuris Bechomokim. That it says all over the Pash, of two Siris. By a good Lord Katano, so you should know, is Chidei Lochof Roisha Likroi. How long does the hair have to be that you could like fold it over, the top of it touches the roots of the hair? These are Rabbi Shmuel, these are words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Loza Raima, could they Likroi Spitziperin? Not even shorter than that, that you grab hold of it with your nails. Rabbi Kiva Raim Kadeshi and Itolas Bezug has to be a little bit longer than that, that you grab a hold of it like a scissors. That's how long the hair has to be. Omer Rav Chizom and Marukva Halacha Gedivrei Kulam Lahachmir. You have to be Machmir, whatever it's Nageya to. And Rashi says, what's Nageya to Chalitzi, you have to be Machmir until the hair is the longest. What's Nageya to Mian, the shorter shear, makes it that you can't make Mian anymore. So you go to Chumra each way. Now the Mishnah says, Haroya kesem and ishet is a kesem stain on her clothing, and she comes to me because of that. Yes, a razor mikukelis. She becomes mikukol means she's in trouble, like, because she does not know exactly when she sore. She does not know when it starts the yemei nidus, to know like when will start the time of the yudal of yom to become a zava. So she's mixed up a little bit. She does not know clearly when a cycle starts. And also, secondly, the Mishnah says v'chasheshes mishum zayv. Like if she sees the stains three times, so she comes a zayv because that also. Like if she knows now a cycle is, she's in the middle of the yudal of yomim between nida and after 7 days of nida till the next din, the next 7 days. So she's in those 11 days now. She could become a zava because of the din of a kesem. Divrei Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. The Chum and the Chum say no, and the Ksamim Mishum Zayv, they say no, that Ksamim have no halacha of Zayv. That just in Kesem does not make you a Zayv. A Zayv is only if you see the dam from your body, not if you find it on your clothing. Mor says, Man Chachamim, Man Chachamim, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. He goes to Chanina ben Atignis. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis, Soimer. Ksomim, Ein Be Mishum Zoif. That Ksomim do not have the loch of the Zoif. I mean to say, even though you see spots on your clothing, your tummy, but you can't make yourself into a soul suffer because of that. But upon there are certain times, Shak Summer may feel they see, but yes, there are certain times that because of the Zavah, because of the Kesem, you become a Zavah. Kate said, what's the case? Love Shah Gimel Chalukas. She was wearing three different underwear, three different clothings. Habadukas Law, she checked out each one before she put them on. Umot Saleim Kesem, and each day when she changed her clothing, she found to be a Kesem on it. So now we know for sure she saw 3 days in a row. So then she would become a Zavah. Or else another case would be, what's going to be Shirosa Beis Yomim? She saw actually Dam came out of her body 2 days in a row during these 11 days. V'cholok Echad, the third day she found Dam on her clothing. So these are the cases, Heine Maksomim Mavil Deziva. These are the cases because of the Kesem, she could become a Zava. So Mor says it like this, Hashtar Shloisha Chalukas. Madach won a case where she wore three different clothings. To love the goof of kachat, she didn't see any dam from the body itself. She only found it on her clothing. Still, you tell me chashinon that this is a case that is a suffix. Maybe she's a zovo. So days yom the case where she saw mamish 2 days of dam from her body. For cholak echad, the third day she found dam on her clothing. Me boy, isn't it for sure to say that she'd be a zovo? What do you have to tell me? Why don't you tell me the first case? Because this case is a chita. Smor says no. Now the time I would have thought the same maybe like this. That Kolki High Gavna may be Korban Venech. In this case, maybe she's like a Vada Zova. And she'll have to bring a Korban also. Kamashma and Nasachidish know that even in this case, it's only a Chshash. Chshash means they bring the Korban, but the Kohen can't eat from it. Because it's a Suffolk if she has to bring the Korban or not. Because the Kesem was always a Suffolk if she really saw Dam. We're not sure the Dam came from her. Maybe it came from someplace else. It's only Chashina, Nasachidish, that even though she saw 2 days in a row, and the